everybody. If you got your Bibles, we're going to read out of the book of 1 Peter, the 9th, 4th chapter. It's already prayers very much and say it's good to be in the Lord's house. And I was thinking about this one pair of hands. That one pair of hands changed the whole world. And it can change one individual at one time. I'm glad it's a personal thing when Christ touches you and changes you completely. Makes you a brand new creature, gives you a brand new home, a brand new outlook, a brand new mind. And I was thinking this week of how I was praying and I was thanking the Lord for how He blessed me. And I just thought, thank you for helping me to be able to see. I said naturally and spiritually. Because there's a lot of spiritual blindness in this world. I know there's a lot of natural blindness, but there's way more people that have got 20/20 vision that's walking around blind as they can be. And I can't see what's going on and even where they're going. Don't know what's happening and don't understand. But I'm glad when God saves you and you get His Word, He gives you discernment of some things that you need to know. I'm glad the Holy Ghost lives inside to show us where we need to, how we need to live and act and all that. Just say it's good to be in the Lord's house tonight. Thought how blessed I really am tonight. I mean, I'm healthy enough to walk through them doors again and get to be with you all. And just God give us a place to worship. You know, every time you come together ain't going to be like every time. You're going to have times that's going to be different. There will be different things happen. We had it all figured out before we come. It wouldn't be near as exciting. And I thought about when God called me to preach, it amazes me that I'll start somewhere and end up over here because the Lord led me that way. I'm glad that He called me because I couldn't do nothing without Him and don't want to try. But it's good to be saved tonight. The 5th chapter of 1 Peter tonight, we're going to read just a little bit and try not to hold you very long, but it's good to see everybody. And we got a lot that we need to be praying about. I'd like to see a good revival this next month. Starts the 1st of November. We just need to be praying hard that God will just bless. And pray for the ones who couldn't be here tonight. We've got a lot that's working now on Wednesday. And we need to pray for them. We need them. And they need the church also. So pray for them. We're going to start reading. Let's just start reading the first verse. And this is talking about our service as a Christian and the things we need to be doing and being ready for, and how that Peter was talking here. He said, "The elders which are among you, I exhort, who am also an elder, a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being ensamples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you, be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To Him be glory and dominion forever." We want want to take a text tonight. We want to start back up about the 8th verse. He said, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom, he said, resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. We want to take a text from this verse. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. I was reading this verse and I thought about sufferings that we go through and what they do for us. And you know, I found out in life, when you're on a mountaintop and everything's going good, most of the time we don't grow much in that. I know we can be thankful and we can always look back and all that, but I thought about when we suffer is really when we grow. I thought about how he said he suffered, so we will. How he was persecuted, so we will be. But I'm glad that also that he said that if we suffer, he said it'll make us perfect. And that word perfect is not sinless. But that word perfect, if you look it up in your Strong's or whatever, it means to be complete. And I'm thinking about, turn your Bibles over the 4th chapter of the book of Ephesians. 4th chapter, back over a few books. 4th chapter of the book of Ephesians. And I know that I think about the world and I think how they think. I think once you get saved that you no longer suffer, you no longer sin, you no longer do things you shouldn't do and all that. But when you get saved, you're a babe of Christ. And at the very minute that you get saved, you begin to grow. And you'll either grow fast or you'll grow slow. It's usually up to the individual. Yep. And a lot of times it's up to what kind of food that you have to eat. I thought about when a child that's young gets saved and they get in a good church where they preach the Bible and teach the Bible and care about the child, that child most of the time will grow. And that child will grow up and knowing the fundamentals and the things that they need to know and know how a church is and what the local assembly, how it operates and all that, because they're very familiar with that. I mean, if you get in a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching, Bible-practicing church, I believe that there are a whole lot of ways to grow more than if you're not in a place where they feed you the good food. But I thought about what it said here in the 4th chapter of the book of Ephesians. Now this is Apostle Paul. He said this. Now remember what we said, how that suffering and how that it begins to make us perfect. But there's ways that we become in a completion. In other words, thought about Job, how that he suffered there and how he went through all that he went through. But I believe after that Job went through what all he went through, I believe he knew who he stood for. I mean, I believe a lot of times, I know I do, we've got to be pushed to do things in life. I mean, I thought about how a lot of times we'll request maybe somebody to sing or maybe we want somebody to say something, whatever. I thought about a lot of times we have to be pushed. I remember when I was growing up in this church, how it always gets somebody, usually a real young boy, to open up the service. Boy, I dreaded all day. I mean, they'd a lot of times ask me that morning of before, and all day I dread. I never would even look up. I'd do like that, read a verse or two, and say, you got any prayer requests? Amen. And that'd be about the end of it. But I dreaded that all, but it helped me to grow and to get familiar with things in the church and all that. I mean, we've got to sometimes be pushed into things in this life, to be able to grow. I thought about when I was growing up, how mom would fix greens and things like that. I always did. I hate greens, but a lot of times I was made to eat some things I didn't care a whole lot about.
but if I hadn't eaten of the right kind of food, I would probably not grow much. But I'm glad that God has a way of pushing us a lot of times into doing. You think about this, when we exercise this old body, how we don't like to exercise. Ain't nobody likes to get out and run till they sweat about drop and all that. I mean, it's a pain and it suffers. But we know that the outcome will make us strengthen us and make us stronger and healthier and all that. And it's the same way in our spiritual life. How a lot of times we've got to do some things that might even cause some pain in our life and do without some things in life that'll help us to be a stronger Christian. I thought about what the disciples came to Jesus. They weren't able to cast the devil out. And they said, why could not we have the power to do that? And Jesus said, this power only comes by prayer and fasting. And what is that? That's afflicting this old body and making him suffer a little bit, doing out some things. But yet, we'll grow in that process. We'll be stronger. When the battles come, we'll have more armor. We'll have more faith and more knowledge of knowing how to handle the situation that we come about. And I thought about this in the fourth chapter. Let's start reading in the seventh verse. Apostle Paul said this, but unto every one of us given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive, and he gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And this is what we want to read. He said that he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints. Not perfecting the lost people, but you might be a saint, but maybe you ain't perfect. Amen? And I believe if you're truly a saint, you'll know you ain't. Yeah. When it comes to being sinless, because the Holy Ghost dwells in you and shows you that, probably like me every day. He said, for the work of the ministry, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, under the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. And this is the reason he wants us to be perfected, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. They're waiting on you, the false prophets are. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up. Now you've got to grow up. We've got to grow up. Into him all things which is the head, even Christ. This here just gets better as you read it. From whom the whole body, talking about the church, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint, this is still talking about the church, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. So I thought about what he said, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. Now what we read over in the book of Peter, he said, but the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish. And what did he say below that? That we won't be carried away with every wind of doctrine. Now when you're established, that I looked that up, that means to make permanent. And I'm glad that I'm established. What was it David said? He said, I waited patiently upon the Lord, and he inclined unto my cry, and he heard me, And he said, he brought me up also out of that horrible pit, out of that miry clay, and he set my foot on a rock. And what did he do? He established my goal. And he put a new soul in my heart. And bro, I'm telling you, when God establishes you, he gives you something that's inside today that the world, I don't care how it turns, where it goes, what it thinks, what it believes, when God moves in and takes a bullet in your life, and I'm telling you, he establishes you, you know where you're going, you know where you've been, and you know what you're doing while you're here, because God gives you something that the world can't give you today. You ain't wavering everywhere because you're established. We need some people that knows who they believe and what they believe. Amen. And how do you get it? You get it from the doctrine, the Word of God, how what Jesus taught us and showed us and by the conviction that the Holy Spirit gives us every day. If we just listen to God and let God lead us instead of trying to hinder God, after I'm telling you, God can help us to grow if we can be open-minded and just say, Lord, learn me, teach me, and help me, my son. God can show us some things that will make this be complete today. And I thought about what else he said. After you suffered a little while, he make you perfect, established, and strengthened. And I thought about what Isaiah said. He said, sometimes we've got to wait on the Lord to renew our strength. Then we'll take up and we'll walk and we'll run and we won't faint, we won't fall, we'll be established and we'll be settled. I'm glad today. He said, and settle you. And I thought about this today as I thought about the word settle. I looked it up. It means to place, decide, establish. And I remember when I was little how some of these old houses around here, you'd sleep of a night and you'd hear things. And they used to, a lot of them thought it was ghosts, but it was just houses settling. I mean, a house has to settle sometimes. I know it's on a foundation. But I thought about how that we have to settle. We have to make our mind up in who we believe. And we got to get settled down with that. I mean, going here and there, you're never going to win anybody to Christ. Amen. Changing your belief and changing your way and changing this and that, you'll never be alive until you're established and your convictions is real and you know who you believe and who you stand for and you know what he done for and you're settled and you're established and you're strengthened. I mean, I thought how Job, how he was strengthened, but I thought how Job had to be strong from what he went through and how he had to be strong to stand against his friends and all the accusations that have come before him and how even his wife said to curse God and die. He was strong in that because he said, well, you speak as a foolish one. He said, naked I come in this world and naked I return thither. And he said, blessed be the name. But can you imagine after Job got through all of the sufferings he went through, how much stronger that he was? I believe that Job looked back in his life every time something looked even resemble of what he went through and said, oh, devil, get behind me. Having been through that, God brought me through, and I'm confident that no matter what I face now, whether it's a Philistine giant, whether it's a valley, whether it's a too tall a mountain, I believe I'm able to cross it because God's already strengthened me and sealed me and established me, and he's made me complete today in Christ Jesus. When you're complete in Christ, there ain't nothing that the world can flaunt you that you can't come around today. I'm glad greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. The one that's in me is greater than the one that's on the outside of me.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I fight him.
Amen.
I wrestle with him. It seems like sometimes he wins because I allow him to, not because I don't have the power for him not to win, but it's because I don't allow God to work in my life sometimes. And I go what the flesh says to do. And brother, I'm telling you, that's when we'll get weak. Now peace won't come with nothing but purity. If you're living for the devil, living for the world, you're not going to have peace with God. You've got to have peace. I know the Bible says that It's through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ we're justified, but to have that peace. But if you're not living for God, that sin will separate you from the peace of God. But I'm glad if you get settled and you get established and you let God strengthen you, you'll know that you're complete in Christ. Amen. Because it won't matter if they change the law and say it's all right to kill somebody, and if they're, you don't agree with that, that they're going to kill you, just like the brother's talking or somebody's talking about them trying to make somebody admit there's a sinner. Brother, it don't take all day for me to know that I'm a sinner. And I'm glad I'm saved. Amen. And I'm glad my sin debt's paid for. Amen. Jesus Christ paid for it in full. And I'm telling you, our world is going to try to force us. And I'm telling you, they will not be able to change our mind if we're made complete in Christ.
Amen.
It ain't what comes before us. It's what matters. What matters is how we handle what comes before us.
Amen.
Because we're different than the world. And I'm glad today that I am. And I'm glad I can see. And I don't know about you all, but from what I can see in the last little bit, brother, sin is picking up speed.
Amen.
And it's abounding even worse and worse every day. Iniquity is growing worse, waxing worse. The love of many is speeding up to wax cold. People don't have no natural affection anymore. They can care less about us. They parents can care less about their children. That's how wicked our world has gone. I'm just glad I've got a Heavenly Father.
Amen.
No matter how the world turns, He still loves me.
Right.
He still cares about me. He still takes care of me.
Amen.
So think about that when you have to suffer a little bit. Paul suffered. Now I know some of us has had some bouts in life. We've had some things we went through. And some of you have had some terrible things. Now Paul suffered.
Amen.
Christ suffered.
Amen.
They done some suffering. Amen. When you're left for dead, because somebody's whipped on you because you named the name of Christ, you suffered.
Yeah.
When they put you in prison and you never let it get you down, you just let it strengthen you because you wrote down. He wrote down these epistles, these letters to the Corinthians and to the Ephesians and all these other people, these churches, as he was in prison suffering for the cause of Christ. Do you think about how strong this man was? History tells us, and I know you heard the story, Bible don't say it, but I can believe it. History tells us that when they told him they was going to chop Paul's head off, that he run to the chop block. And I can believe that from what witness that he left us in the Word of God. He suffered, but he knew where he's going.
Amen.
He said, it's better for me to stay for your part, he said. But he said, I'd be better off if I went to be with Christ. He said, I'm in a straight betwixt. And I can understand that, how good it is to be saved. And know you're saved. You need to know that you're saved. I'm going to ask you to get a song. Simple song of some kind. This altar's open. God loves you. You want to stand this evening? Everybody wants to stand this evening. This altar's open. Think about it. I know we go through things. Some of you all went through some things that I couldn't imagine. And I'm telling you, I know who got you through them. There's no doubt in my mind who got you through. And I'm glad that God's able. He's still able. Suffer a little while, but there's four things He'll do. It'll make you complete, perfect. It'll strengthen you, establish you, it'll settle you. There's some people need to get settled down, get in church, live for God, go to work for God. And I'll tell you what it'll do. It'll make you strong. It'll make you grow. As they say in verse or two of song.
There is coming
a good place to come and grow.
It's all our needs. All our needs.
That's in Him what we need in life.
When
you're here this evening, you've never been saved by God's grace. If you'd like to come right now, ask the Lord to come into your life. It's all about believing. The death, the burial, the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. Help us to grow.
And
there's somebody that He can say was complete in Christ.
What a day. In my Jesus' name.
end of slavery. Fields are wide and ready to harvest, he said. But the labors are few. He said, pray ye therefore that God would send labors. Oh, we never need people that don't hear a word. Put their nose to the ground, stone, and go to work for God. It's right now. I'll tell you what you'll do, working for God, getting peace with God, it'll help you to grow in your great soul.
Wake up! Amen.